We get it. You're busy. You don't have time to waste on the mainstream media. That's why Salem News Channel is here. We have hosts worth watching, actually discussing the topics that matter. Andrew Wilkow, Dinesh D'Souza, Brandon Tatum, and more. Open debate and free speech you won't find anywhere else. We're not like the other guys. We're Salem News Channel. Watch anytime on any screen for free 24/7 at snc.tv and on Local Now, Channel 525.
Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, Jim Jordan for Speaker. We unpack all the dynamics unfolding and the moderates that are trying to prevent us from getting a conservative Speaker of the House. Time to work the phones, everybody. Work the phones. 202-225-4155. That is 202-225-4155. Let your voice be heard respectfully, clearly, and precisely. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast app and type in Charlie Kirk Show. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. We are going right into action today. Lots to do. In the next couple of minutes, we're monitoring the feed. The House of Representatives will be gathering after 2 weeks post-motion to vacate and selecting a Speaker of the House. From day one, since this occurred, we said, Jim Jordan, Jim Jordan. Jim Jordan's a great man. Jim Jordan is going to change business as usual, the best of the ability he can. And Jim Jordan is going to make a great speaker. He's going to be able to recruit great candidates so that we can keep and expand our House majority. He can raise the money. Jim Jordan is a big win for the conservative grassroots movement. I've known Jim for many years. He's been generous to speak at our events. He's been great on our program. I've known Jim for a long time. He's a true conservative. He's a humble warrior. And as I've said, it's refreshing to have someone become Speaker of the House that has not wanted to be Speaker of the House, like Nancy Pelosi or John Boehner, their entire life. So I think this is great. We have to now get right into this. Let me tell you, right now, the moderates are trying to strike back. The moderates are saying, no, we're not going to vote for this. They're trying to exact revenge on Ana Paulina Luna, Chip Roy, on Andy Biggs, on Rosendale, on Matt Gaetz. These are the eight holdouts. The eight holdouts, let's put them on screen. Don Bacan, Mario Diaz-Balart, Carlos Jimenez, Frank Lucas, John Rutherford, Mike Simpson, Steve Womack, and Ken Buck. Now, what does that list have in common besides the fact that they're all like elderly men except a couple? You actually probably haven't heard about these people before. And this is really important. What's important is that Congress is divided into two groups on the Republican side. Those people that you've heard of that go on TV a lot, and Don Bacan does that, and people that kind of just do the backdoor work. This is largely the people that are doing insider deals. To be perfectly honest, I know politics really well. I don't know half these people. John Rutherford, no idea what state he's from. I mean, we could look it up. Frank Lucas, Womack, I've heard of before. I know who Ken Buck is. I've known Ken Buck for a long time. Ken Buck, who his political career has just been going down like the Hindenburg. Friends with Liz Cheney, saying that we don't have the evidence to impeach Joe Biden. I'll just say it again. What blackmail do the intel agencies have on Ken Buck? It's very strange what he's doing right now. He's a no on everything. He's like priming himself for a CNN contributorship. So here's the phone number that you guys can contact and call. It's 202-225-3121, or the other one, 202-224-3121. Let's put that number up on screen, please. And we're able to lose a couple of these. And Jim Jordan is going to be very, very close, right up until the moment. And we're going to stream this whole thing live as it's happening. Call, be respectful, be polite, and be very clear that, hey, we want Jim Jordan to become Speaker of the House. We want Jim Jordan in this new Congress. We are running out of time, to be perfectly honest with you. We've kind of put up with all the people venting and all this. So Don Bacon is from Nebraska. This is all basically the same number, and you guys can call the switchboard. John Rutherford is from Florida. So if you're from Florida, give him a ring. Ken Buck, obviously from Colorado. He seems to just not care. Steve Womack, Mike Simpson, John Rutherford, Frank Lucas, Carlos Jimenez, Mario Diaz-Balart. Now, what they're doing is they're trying to show revenge against you. They have contempt for you. They hate that the grassroots were able to disrupt business as usual. They do not like the Freedom Caucus. These are the people that want open borders, that do not want structural spending cuts. These are people that put Ukraine above America. And Don Bacon is coming out and he's beating his chest. And he's saying, I'm a five-time commander. I'm not budging. In fact, as he's beating his chest like an alpha male, we have live feed here of Don Bacon screaming at reporters. Play cut 39.
And then you want to write articles about guys that don't do things right and downgrade them, the ones that do make plays. Are you kidding me? Where are we at in society today? Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40. I'm not a kid. Write something about me. So get your facts straight. And I hope someday you have a child and somebody downgrades them and belittles them and you have to look them in the eye and say, you know what? It's okay. They're supposed to be mature adults, but they're really not. Who's the kid here? Who's the kid here? Are you kidding me? That's all I got to say. It makes me want to puke.
That's Mike Gundy, of course. Actually, believe it or not, Mike Gundy was justified in that. It's one of the great quotes ever. I'm a man, I'm 40. That's Don Bacon saying, I'm a five-time commander, and I'm not budging. So we have in real time whether or not these people will back Jordan, or are they going to make it go through another voting carousel? We're watching very closely. At any time right now, this is going to go to a House floor vote. At any time. In whether Jordan will probably not get on the first ballot, they're going to want to send a message. You see, the moderates, they think they found a spine. The moderates are saying, you know, yeah, no, we're actually in charge. It's not going to go well for them. Let me tell you. The moderates, they're not ready for this kind of fight. We are going to overwhelm them with phone calls. We're going to stay very respectful. But we are not going to all of a sudden let their switchboard be silent. We as the American grassroots, you see, the moderates, they're used to business as usual. They're used to cocktail parties, lobbyists, corporate deals. They're used to Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, Boeing, Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, Goldman Sachs, Google. The moderates like serenity. They don't all of a sudden like being exposed. We're going to expose every single one of them. Don Bacon, Mario Diaz-Balart, Carlos Jimenez, Frank Lucas, John Rutherford, Mike Simpson, Steve Womack, Ken Buck. And we have some hope here. We're hearing that some of these holdouts are going to come our way when the moment comes, but we shall see. We shall see. You see, Don Bacon, John Rutherford, Mario Diaz-Balart, Mike Simpson, Carlos Jimenez. I mean, Ken Buck used to be this like rock solid conservative, allegedly. And now he's defecting on what aims and what goals? So we need all of you to contact your member of Congress. We need a grassroots push here. So let's go through these names one by one. Let's start with Steve Womack. Steve Womack is from Arkansas. Are the great people of Arkansas going to put up with this? That he's just going to say, oh, no, we don't want a speaker. Why? Because you want more crony deals for insiders? The fact that I've never heard of these people means that they're just constantly doing the mill. Okay, so Steve Womack, if you're in Arkansas, call his office right now, 202-225-4301. Mike Simpson, let's see what's going on with him. Mike Simpson from Idaho. We have a lot of people from Idaho. What's going on here? The great people from Boise or Coeur d'Alene? Eagle? Idaho Falls, you're going to put up with this? Mike Simpson, who's going to hold the line, his district, Idaho Falls, Pocatello, Sun Valley, Twin Falls, and nearly two-thirds of Boise? You think that the people of Idaho want you to sit on your tail to block Jim Jordan? Contact him right now. 202-225-5531. How about John Rutherford? What's going on with this guy? John Rutherford represents Florida. What part of Florida? Well, let's find out. It's a big state. I think it's actually DeSantis' old district. I could be wrong. Right near Jacksonville. Certainly looks like that. He says on his website, the results-driven conservative leader, faithfully serving Northeast Florida. Oh, he has a picture with him and Donald Trump on the front page of his website. Someone should call John Rutherford and remind him that Donald Trump right now wants Jim Jordan to be speaker, or does he just appropriate the picture with Trump on his website so he doesn't get primaried? Huh? We're going to keep on going name by name by name. Enough. 2 weeks. It's a disgrace. It's a waste of time, everybody. Get Jim Jordan a speaker, and let's get back to business. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. I want to tell you about Legacy Box. Do you have shoeboxes full of photos? Well, today, the Charlie Kirk Show listeners get VIP access to the new Photo Legacy Box. I love Legacy Box. I've used it. My family's used it. Eric has used it to be able to preserve family memories quickly and transparently. You send in your family memories, aging videotapes. They're the world's largest digitizer, and you know you can trust Legacy Box to digitize your entire collection of 4x6 photos, everything from the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s to the photos your great-grandmother's wedding. And don't forget, Legacy Box also digitizes over 15 other types of analog media, so you get your favorite Christmas memories on VHS or grandpa's film reels from the 40s digitized too. Don't let time fade your precious photographs and other memories. Take advantage of this exclusive offer on the new Photo Legacy Box today and preserve your past as low as 7 cents. Go to legacybox.com/Charlie. That is legacybox.com/Charlie. So check it out right now, legacybox.com/Charlie. This is important, though. The people that are holding out, the people that do not want Jim Jordan to be speaker, are people that you've probably never heard of outside of Don Bacon and Ken Buck. We'll get to them. Okay, so let's talk about this guy, Frank Lucas from Oklahoma. Any Oklahoma Patriots out there? Any Oklahoma? Frank Lucas is a fifth-generation Oklahoman whose family has lived and farmed in Oklahoma for 120 years. He's got this beautiful bio, lucas.house.gov. He's on all these committees talking about all the great stuff he's doing. Okay, Frank Lucas, why are you holding it up? We've never heard of you before. You worried that some foreign country's not going to get money if Jim Jordan is speaker? Like, what's the reason here? Sound like a fine guy. Why are you getting in the way here? Because you're mad? Because you have, like, petty revenge? Well, that's silly. Frank Lucas. All right, how about Carlos Jimenez? Let's look him up. Carlos Jimenez. Carlos Antonio Jimenez represents Florida's 28th congressional district. Well, where is that? Looks like South Florida. Looks like almost like the Keys. Florida Keys area. Miami-Dade County, first elected to Congress in 2020. So a bunch of anti-communists elected Carlos Jimenez. Do the wonderful people of Miami, the Cubans, the Venezuelans, the Colombians, and the Argentinians, do they want someone to go to Congress and hold up Jim Jordan, who would be the most effective tool against communism in the country? Carlos Jimenez, what's the reason for this? I guarantee you the Cubans in your district are sick of this. They say here, first elected to Congress in 2020, he serves on the House Armed Services Committee, Homeland Security Committee, and he's trying to stop the strategic competition between the U.S. and the Chinese Communist Party. Great. Yeah, he represents Miami, Key West, and Florida City. Carlos Jimenez, Florida's 28th congressional district. That's a district that we flipped, but you flipped it because your voters gave you a mandate. Your voters wanted you to go and fight communism. So Carlos Jimenez, I hope you'll have a change of tune there. How about who's next? Ah, my man, Mario Diaz-Balart. I always get this guy confused with a MSNBC host. There's an MSNBC host that looks like him, speaks like him. You know which one I'm talking about? It looks exactly like him. Mario Diaz-Balart is an American politician in Florida's 26th congressional district. Okay, well, where are you serving, Mr. Ballart? Let's see. Mr. Ballart is in Naples, Collier County, one of the most conservative counties in the country. So right now, these people, by the way, are put us in danger of a Democrat majority. Instead of sucking up their pride instead of saying we want what's best for the country, they might go side with Democrats. So Mario Diaz-Balart, it goes from parts of Miami all the way across Florida to Collier County. Collier County is one of the largest conservative counties in the country. I know Collier County very well. Naples, Florida. It's a Republican plus 8 county. A district. Is that a district or county? I think the county's even more than that. The district. So Mario Diaz-Balart, I'm telling you, he looks like one of those MSNBC hosts. You'll see it. He always talking about open borders. That's not him. No, it's somebody else. It's like identical. I don't think these two people have ever been seen at the same place at the same time. One and the other. Yeah, if you're in Florida, if you're in beautiful Naples, Florida, why don't you give him a ring? 202-225-3121. And say, hey, why do you want to hand the majority to Democrats? What is this all about? And then Don Bacon. Man, I've known him for a while. Okay, he's in a tough district. I get that. I totally get that. He's in a Biden district. He's in an ever-changing part of Omaha, which is becoming increasingly liberal. But Don Bacon is pumping his chest. I'm a five-time commander. He's doing the Wolf of Wall Street thing. Ba-na-na-na-na. Like, okay, we got it. You're a tough guy. Really great, Don Bacon. Bacon, suck it up. Vote for Jim Jordan. Get back on your committee. Impeach Joe Biden. Either you fulfill the mandate of your voters or you're just going to go be a Democrat. And I think some of these guys actually, I think that, let me just read this right here. I think that this group of people actually secretly would love a coalition government. Inside source, unsure Jim Jordan will get on the first ballot. There'll be a group of people who will vote against him on one ballot but are open to switching after. Hey, everybody. Mike Lindell has a passion to help you get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop at the pillow. Mike Lindell has created the Giza Dream bed sheets. These sheets look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep, which is crucial for your overall health. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Mike's latest incredible deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you'll receive 50% off the Giza Dream Sheets, marking prices down as low as $29.98, depending on the size. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. That is MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk, including the MyPillow 2.0 mattress topper, MyPillow kitchen towel sets, and so much more. Call 800-875-0425 or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Kirk, MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. So I've learned the reason why they look so similar, Mr. Diaz-Balart, is their brothers. Jose Diaz-Balart, and what's the other one, Mario or something? Diaz-Balart? Is it Mario? Oh, yeah. Mario and Jose, they look so similar because they're actually brothers. So that would make sense. So let's go through the list again. Here are people that think they're better than you. Don Bacon, John Rutherford, Mario Diaz-Balart, Mike Simpson, Carlos Jimenez, Steve Womack, Frank Lucas, and Ken Buck. They're trying to get in the way of Jim Jordan becoming speaker. And Don Bacon is beating his chest, trying to show how tough he is. Play cut 41.
With a common denominator. Keep it up on me. CEO. How the money comes in, the parade comes to town. Going down Broadway is a one-way street, whichever way I go.
That's Don Bacon getting ready for the day, for the speaker fight. That's him with his fellow moderate, probably Rutherford. I'm a tough man. I'm a five-time commander. Yeah, okay, Don Bacon, sit this one out. Vote for Jim Jordan. Go back on some committee and go argue for money for Ukraine. We heard you enough. Tough guy. Really, we're impressed by that. You got to tell people you're tough. You're not that tough. I'm a five-time commander. Okay, great. Terrific. Got that part. How about you listen to your voters? You want to go serve in a war? There's plenty of happening. Go and listen to the Ukraine thing or the IDF. You want to go serve your country? Go vote for Jim Jordan as speaker. Your mission is America first. So these moderates, they're not used to pressure. They're not. And by the way, be polite. Don't use swear words. you know, be very, very peaceful in everything you do. They'd be looking for a reason. I'm getting harassed. Okay, hearing from your constituents is not harassment. I know their playbook. We all know their playbook. Don Bacon, Don Bacon, John Rutherford, Mario Diaz-Balart, Mike Simpson, Carlos Jimenez, Steve Womack, Frank Lucas, and Ken Buck. Probably going to fall a couple votes short on the first one because they want to get it out of their system. They want to say, oh, you know, we're tough. We're tough guys. Now, remember, you can lose a couple, and we invite them to unify. Just put your ego aside, guys, okay? Yeah, I know you're butthurt that all of a sudden the moderates, you know, got obliterated. Put Jim Jordan as Speaker of the House. They are not used to this kind of pressure. And by the way, they, just so you know what they're telling other members, and they're trying to plant stories right now, the moderates, like Mario Diaz-Balart, you know what he's trying to do, and all these people, they're trying to plant stories saying they're being harassed and that there's a right-wing plot against them. Oh, hearing from your constituents is a right-wing plot. Because they don't care about their constituents. They just don't care. Why would they? They care about their lobbyists and their insider deals. And by the way, this is a way to unify the conference. It's called the will of the people. It's not a time for vanity. It's not a time for you just to kind of hold on. I'm not going to unite. I'm too you're not tough. Okay, you can't handle pressure. You guys are brittle. You're fragile. I'm not going to overly pick on you. You go for Jordan, we'll leave you alone. You guys can get money for Ukraine or whatever you do. We'll forget about you because we didn't know about you before. We won't know you after. We're focusing on you now, okay? You vote for Jordan, go back into the distance and go on some subcommittee about ethanol or whatever you guys do in the agricultural committee. Completely irrelevant, useless. You go to DC for different reasons. It's fine. No one knows who you are. No one's ever heard of you. No one really cares about you that much, except now you're making a name for yourself. And to be honest, a lot of these members of Congress, they don't really have that thick a skin when it comes to this stuff. Like, I'm getting harassed. No, you're not. I know you've never trended on Twitter. You've only had nice things said about the media about you. You don't have a comm shop built for this. No one knows who you are except Ken Buck and Don Bacon. And you guys like it that way. You guys like getting into the inside business of Congress. Okay, sure, great. Hallelujah. Don't get in the way. Not your fight. Someone needs to kind of tap him on the shoulder and be like, I don't really think you know what you're signing up for here. We're tough. We're really angry. And like Don Bacon is like their mission commander. I will lead the moderates in the resistance. And Diaz-Balart says, does that mean I have to trend on Twitter? Do we do that? Do we have our Twitter.com login? And so look, This deal's got to get done. They're about to vote for it. They're going to do a floor vote. You got to listen to all the caterwauling of Democrats, you know, when they say, Hakeem Jeffries, as if we got to go through the whole thing all over again that we went over in January. It's fine. Let's play some pieces of tape here. You got all sorts of wacky stuff going on. I do want to play this one. Brad Sherman saying that George W. Bush should become back a speaker. What? Play cut 33.
I could see President George W. Bush serving as Speaker of the House. He could come back and, you know, and obviously I'm not a real fan of how the Iraq War went, but I would think that any reasonable Republican would be somebody that Democrats could work with.
Okay, let me just tell you, that clip right there should be saved and archived as a reminder of what we're fighting against. That's a former Republican president that a Marxist is hoping comes back as Speaker of the House. It's Brad Sherman from California, who's a Marxist, okay? He's a Marxist, and he's like, you know, I really miss for the days of George W. Bush. Does that not tell you the whole program? The whole ballgame right there in that one clip. A reasonable Republican? Oh, you mean someone that wanted open borders? Perfectly fine with the importation of plastic, massive amounts of foreigners coming into the country, crony insider deals of Halliburton, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, no major spending cuts. Times were good under George W. Bush because the central sacred pillars of the regime were strong under George W. Bush. A uniparty world order. No questions were asked. No people were being analytical of the lies of the day. So Bush did what the regime wanted to do. Department of Homeland Security, Medicare Part D, all that sort of stuff. A great reset globalist. And what's hilarious is Bush was actually hated at the time by these guys. And this there is something. And if you actually put up the pictures of these guys, you have to wonder, there is what I call weakening of the knees, old man Republican syndrome. Not with everybody. This is a generalization. But I see this with George W. Bush. I see this with some people that have just get worn down. And some people, men especially, older Republican men at times, not everyone, but some of them, like George W. Bush, when they get older, they have these like delusions of like bipartisanship, and they have significantly been worn down by the Democrat media machine, by the Democrat lawfare machine. Okay, let's take the clip right now. Lee Stefanik is nominating Jim Jordan from the floor. Let's take this.
In small towns where people no longer feel safe in their homes or in their communities. A time when American energy production has been crushed by Joe Biden's radical, failed far-left policies, causing seniors, farmers, and families to pay more at the pump and struggle with skyrocketing utility bills. A time when the federal government is weaponized against we the people, who they are supposed to serve, stripping us of our God-given constitutional rights and wrongfully targeting conservatives, Catholics, and even parents at school board meetings. And a time when the people of our closest and most precious ally, Israel, suffered the bloodiest day since the Holocaust, with acts of inhumane evil committed by Hamas terrorists backed by Iran, grotesque atrocities, the beheadings of babies, rapes, kidnappings, and slaughter of women, children, and the elderly, and Israelis and Americans taken hostage. We are here in this very chamber for such a time as this. Jim Jordan will be we the people speaker for such a time as this. Our friend and colleague Jim Jordan is a patriot. He is an America First warrior who wins the toughest of fights, going after corruption and delivering accountability at the highest levels of government on behalf of we, the people. Jim is the voice of the American people who have felt voiceless for far too long. Whether as judiciary chair, conservative leader, or representative for his constituents in West Central Ohio, whether on the wrestling mat or in the committee room, Jim Jordan is strategic, scrappy, tough, and principled. He is a mentor, a worker, and above all, he is a fighter. And the American people know, we know, that Jim Jordan is a winner on behalf of the American people. Almost 10 years ago, many of us sat with our colleague Jim Jordan in this very chamber when Prime Minister Netanyahu delivered his historic joint address, which some of our colleagues across the aisle shamefully boycotted. Bibi pointed out that in this very chamber, we serve under the watchful gaze of Moses.
A face of Moses is in the U.S. Congress. The founding fathers thought, actually originally, they wanted the Jews leaving Egypt, crossing the Red Sea, to be the American symbol. To be the actual logo is a bad word. Simple, I guess, is the right word. Instead of the pyramid, they wanted it to be the parting of the Red Sea. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. As you know, following this week's horrible events, Israel is at war. The people of Israel are under attack from brutal terrorists targeting innocent civilians, including women and children. There's over 1,000 casualties, as well as kidnapping and infiltration of southern Israeli towns. Israel is now retaliating and could escalate with a ground offensive against Hamas militants. The situation is critical, which is why I'm partnering with our friends at the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews to rush emergency relief to the hardest hit areas. Call the special phone number 800-492-5454 to make an emergency donation. Again, that's 800-492-5454. Your emergency gift will help the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews save lives and provide critical essentials needed right now. During this dark time, the need in war-torn areas will be tremendous. The fellowship has extensive network of staff, partner organizations, and more. Immediately respond with life-saving security and support measures. We ask all people to pray for safety and protection. Call 800-492-5454 as we rush urgent need right now to help Israel through the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Let's get to another piece of tape here. Kevin McCarthy is voicing support for Jim Jordan, But let's do this. Let's play cut 44, please.
How many ballots are you willing to go? Will you do as much as Kevin McCarthy?
We need to get a speaker today, and we feel really good about where we're at. I'm going over to meet with...
Does that mean ballot after ballot, by the way McCarthy did?
Whatever it takes to get a speaker today.
So very well could take many, many rounds of ballots. However, I want to empower you, the audience. I hope you guys know that more so than any other point of pressure that you might have applied, right now your voice means so much. Why? 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 Because it's isolated to a small number of moderates that are not used to hearing from their voters. They are not used to hearing from you. Here's an inside source. There'll be a group of moderates, names mostly public, and others who will vote against Jim Jordan on the first ballot but are open to switching after. I think it will take 2 to 3 ballots, not 100% sure. Inside Baseball says he will become speaker. So we shall see. Your voice means so much, everybody. Call the number. Be respectful. Take 5 minutes of your time. You could help make a difference for the betterment of the country. Okay, so let me tell you what's going to happen here. I'm going to play this out based on all my sources and based on being through this, okay? Jim Jordan will not win on the first ballot. He'll probably come, if he comes less than 10 votes short, that's a massive victory. So if he gets to like 205, 207, huge, 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 huge victory. Okay? So then you can isolate the 10 people who will probably be the 8 plus maybe a couple others that we don't know of that you've never heard of before, but they want to make a big stand because they're a tough guy. Right. Got it. Fine. Get out of your system. Terrific. Then you have to say, okay, you're ready to play ball? You're ready to keep the majority Republican? And at that point, conservative media, Hannity, Ingram, this program, Jack Posobiec, Bannon, all of a sudden that list will officially be made public and they're going to receive social media chatter, New York Times requests, Wall Street Journal, Huffington Post, all of that. And as long as we remain respectful and there's not some sort of psyop of somebody that leaves a terrible and ugly voicemail by some Democrat that does that to try to thwart us, so just be very clear in your communications that you have respect for these people, you don't see it the way they do, and that you hope they will vote a certain way or they will experience a primary challenge. For example, Mario Diaz-Balart, if he keeps this up, he's in a Republican plus 8 district in deep red Collier County, Florida. We will primary you. Okay? We know all the Republican chairmen there. That's where Seat to Table is. That's where the great Alfie Oaks is. Those are strong Christian conservatives. Those folks love the country, and they do not want some guy to all of a sudden be grandstanding. So get it out of your system. You guys get one ballot. We know it's not going to happen on the first ballot based on all sources. Okay? Fine. Great. You made your statement. Put up your stink. Go work the cameras. All right? But then, second ballot, what are you going to do? In the meantime, these people are all of a sudden, their staffers are going to be, Mr. Rutherford, our phones are kind of overwhelmed right now. What do you mean? No one ever calls us. They only call us for Social Security checks. Your constituents are not happy. Your phones are melting. Is this some sort of right-wing conspiracy? Is this Bannon doing his thing again? I don't know, sir, but they're calling for a primary challenge, and a lot of people in local politics are not happy with you. And they're not used to the will of the people. They're not used to the consent of the governed. And they're going to be getting little whispers in their ears, text messages from their staff. Sir, they want to primary you. And there is nothing that scares a moderate more than a primary threat. There is nothing. And we'll lay off. We'll forget you guys. Okay, how about this? We'll grant you one ballot of mercy. Okay? Have fun. Great. Get it out of your system. Scream at the sky like an angry leftist. We will grant you amnesty one time. Okay? You wanted a moderate as speaker. You're not going to get a moderate. Scream at the sky. Get it out of your system. Vent. Yetch. Whatever you want. And then we say, okay, let's actually govern. Okay? The second, the third, we are not going to be as merciful. Okay? And I want to be very clear because the maggots out there. Oh, Charlie's saying he's not going to be merciful. We're talking about, we're just going to primary you. Okay? Another member of Congress just texted us. I don't think he'll get it today. We need the grassroots to roar. Okay? So look, you get one ballot, the names are public, and then you're going to see a grassroots tsunami. Florida, Oklahoma. And do you know what all these people have in common? They're all from red states, particularly southern red states. It's unbelievable. You got Arkansas. I mean, Ken Buck is whatever. You can lose a couple. Florida? In like the anti-communist stalwart? Nebraska? The deep red state of Nebraska? Now, granted, it is a moderate blue district. I get it, but there is no excuse. I don't care if you're in a blue district. There's no excuse not to vote for a Republican for speaker. Because I'm a tough man, I'm angry. Okay, cut it out, pal. You're not that tough. John Rutherford? Mike Simpson? Oklahoma? You're trying to tell me that the great people of Oklahoma are going to prevent, are going to be okay with Jim Jordan from being prevented speaker because someone they sent to Congress who sits on an agricultural committee worrying about like ethanol subsidies is going to get in the way of Jim Jordan being speaker? Like, let me just be as, you guys get one vote, you get one amnesty. They're not going to listen to this. They'll have to learn the hard way. You guys are not cut out for this fight. Your staff is not built for it. You guys do not have a crisis war room. You are not ready for it. Vote for Jim Jordan or else it's just going to get unnecessarily tough for you guys. Primary campaigns, calls for resignation. Grassroots are not going to lay off. So you get one vote, amnesty, fine. Get it right or else you're going to hear from who runs the Republican Party now. It's not the Chamber of Commerce. It's the people. And I don't think you guys are ready for that. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like,
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder.
Just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.